接下来我们来看看他是如何描写静谧夜晚的。小猪威尔伯初次听到蜘蛛夏洛跟他说愿意和他做朋友，在安静的夜晚焦急又不得不耐心地等待天亮。配合小猪威尔伯的心境，观察到安静夜晚中各种细微的声音。 A dozen times during the night, Wilbur woke and stared into the blackness, listening to the sounds and trying to figure out what time it was. A barn is never perfectly quiet. Even at midnight, there is usually something stirring. The first time he woke, he heard Templeton gnawing a hole in the grain bin. Templeton's teeth scraped loudly against the wood and made quite a racket. The second time Wilbur woke, he heard the goose turning her nest and chuckling to herself. About half an hour before dawn, Wilbur woke and listened. The barn was still dark. The sheep lay motionless. Even the goose was quiet. Overhead on the main floor, nothing stirred. The cows were resting. The horses dozed. Templeton has quit work and gone off somewhere on an errand. The only sound was a slight scraping noise from the rooftop, where the weather vane swung back and forth. Wilbur loved the barn when it was like this, calm and quiet, waiting for light.